Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
Hans, good morning to you. Happy Monday.
Good morning to you, Mark.
Are you a hockey fan?
Yeah, I have to be, given the way the Caps won in Washington, D.C.
There you go. Yeah, that's true. But are you a Blues fan? That's my question here, really.
Well, you know, if I had to pick somebody else besides the Caps, yeah, I'll go with the
Blues. All right. We appreciate that. Talking about picking sides, the United States Supreme Court might have to pick a side here if one of these abortion laws that has passed, or anti-abortion laws has passed in Georgia or now Missouri, gets challenged all the way to the court. And I've been fascinated watching this conversation by how worried people are, including Bernie Sanders and others, about the precedent of Roe versus Wade. And I was anxious to get your thoughts on that.
Well, they should be worried because, you know, it's very clear that, look, Roe versus Wade shouldn't stand as a precedent because the Supreme Court just used their fantasies to create a constitutional right where it doesn't exist. Look, before Roe versus Wade, abortion rights were a subject of state legislatures. They decided what the rights were in that case, and all of a sudden the court creates this federal right. And if they overturned Roe versus Wade, it would simply go back to that. And more liberal states like New York would probably make it pretty easy to get an abortion, and other more conservative states would say, no, you can't do it here.
Yeah,
but that's the way it ought to be.
And what the cry we've heard is that it's settled law, and they just need to leave it alone. But, of course, what the Supreme Court gives, the Supreme Court can take away, right?
Yeah, and you know what? What's amazing about that is the same people who say that about Roe versus Wade, you know, a lot of liberals, they don't say that about the Shelby County decision from a couple of years ago that knocked out Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. They say, oh, we need to overturn that precedent.
Well, and they don't say it about Heller either, for that matter.
No, that's exactly right.
They want to see Heller overturned for dealing with the Second Amendment. So, you know, I don't know. Of the cases, I shouldn't say the cases, of the laws that have passed most recently, the one in Alabama, I'm guessing, went the furthest in terms of basically making it impossible to get an abortion down there. Do you see that as a case that is likely to make it to the court, and would it force the court to look at Roe?
The answer is yes and yes. The sponsors of that Alabama law made it pretty clear that they were passing it knowing that it violated Supreme Court precedent, and they want the state to get sued because they want that case to end up before the Supreme Court. Will it go there? Well, only if the justices decide to accept it. Because remember, they make their own decisions on whether to take a case, and they'll decide whether they want to take that particular law.
Yeah, well, we're going to be keeping an eye on that because here in Missouri, they passed something similar. I don't think the governor's signed it yet, but he's said that he's going to. And what they did in Missouri was build in several fallback numbers. So, first of all, it would basically ban abortion after 8 weeks. They're calling it the heartbeat test. If that was to fail in a court, it would move to 14 weeks as sort of a backup system. They seem to think that that's going to make the law more likely to stand. Would you agree with that or not?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. But, you know, the whole problem in this area is the law is so murky because it was made up by the Supreme Court. It's so murky that it's often difficult to figure out what exactly the courts will uphold and what they won't.
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, listen, Hans, I appreciate your legal analysis of that this morning, and have a great week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.